Welcome to the Hannah Miller Show. And here she is, Hannah Miller.
Outspokenly conservative and unashamedly Christian. This is Hannah Miller, and this is what happened this week. So as you guys know, I have a weekly podcast. I record late Thursday night, early Friday morning, send it to my podcast, my producer, and he does all the magic for the podcast. And then it's ready for you guys first thing Saturday. Well, this week, all of my family came in town, and we actually went on an excursion Thursday, Friday. So I was gone this week on those days that I typically record. So I'm having to record this a little bit earlier in the week, and I was going to do an interview for you guys, but that fell through kind of last minute, just the stars didn't align on it. I'm going to do that interview in a couple of weeks probably, so have no fear, it'll be coming, but just not this weekend, which means I really don't have anything for you because what I wanted to talk about are things that are happening in here in South Carolina, and they will be kind of, the information will all be old news by the time Saturday rolls around. So if they are not, and I don't even want to get into the weeds talking about all of them, because it's going to be all of it's going to be such old news. There's going to be such new things, and then it'll be confusing if I try to talk about it now. So I'm just going to kind of let things lie for another week. And if they're still relevant, if the things are still relevant, I'll bring them up next week and we'll kind of clear the air about those things. And that would be the S-965 and S-975. That's the medical freedom bills. S-965 adds employer discrimination based on vaccination status to public policy, whereas 975, that's the actual real medical freedom bill. They're trying to leave it in the dust, and they're supposed to listen. Have a Senate hearing, Medical Affairs Committee member meeting on Thursday of this week, and like I said, by Saturday we'll know which one of these is getting pushed through and which one didn't. And so just know that S-965 is not the good bill. And they're trying to pretend like it is. They're trying to cause a lot of confusion for folks. 975 was, so by Saturday, if you go back and you look and you see what happened with it, just know which one made it out, which one we would want to have seen make it out of the Senate Medical Affairs Committee and having voted yes on, and that's 975, not 965. And so, and then the other thing is that everybody's kind of running around and there's conflicting information about the health czar bill, and that's kind of the term that they're using for it. And that one's really confusing too, because there's good people who are kind of putting out information about it that's a little bit conflicting. And the best thing that can happen for that bill right now is for it to die. It's a good bill, but it needs some tweaking, and there needs to be questions answered about it. And so we need to let it die this year and bring it back up next year and add those, kind of tweak it a little bit and add to it and make sure we answer everybody's questions, which mainly are, you know, who exactly is going to appoint this medical, I think it's actually a Surgeon General, is what the Secretary Surgeon General or State Surgeon General, I'm sorry, because we don't have that. And right now, everything that we have is DHEC is in charge of, and we can't hold DHEC accountable. And so we need to take the power away from DHEC and give it to somebody that we can hold accountable. And so it does seem like we're growing government and we're doing things that as conservatives, we don't want, because we're all about shrinking government. So the question is, okay, is there somebody that maybe we could give this responsibility to that's already in public office, or how much is it going to cost the taxpayer, and how exactly are we going to appoint this person, and how exactly will we hold them accountable? So those are, I think, the big questions that people need to have answered. And I fully agree with that, but I do agree with the premise of the bill, which is we need the power to be away from DHEC, because we cannot hold them accountable for the choices that they make and for what they're doing. And so that problem needs to be addressed. And this bill that everybody's calling Health Czar Bill tries to do that, but it just kind of raised some questions. And so the better thing to do is to let it die bring it back up next year. So that's where those things stand. And we'll, if they've not all been, if there's still questions about it or whatever, we'll maybe address them the next week. But like I said, they'll probably be a done deal by the time next week's podcast rolls around. Hope you guys had a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Hannah Miller Show. Please remember to subscribe to this podcast. This podcast is produced by Bob Sloan Audio Productions. If you'd like to find out more about Hannah or to schedule her for a speaking event, go to her website, thehannahmillershow.com.